truth.
On the miles with that yak hard yesterday, Skip. I be on these miles of hen dog, and now y'all got problems with me. Let me celebrate.
Brett name like that. He was like Barrett.
Oh, I don't know.
I was like, bro, you don't know his name?
Nah.
We haven't figured out that Clay is a little weird.
A little bit.
A little bit.
That's still my dog, you know what I'm saying?
I could tell Clay has a father.
Like, yeah.
I could definitely tell. But they don't mean anything. You just fix that mic for me, D.
Your mic going crazy.
Just need it. I'm gonna be honest, if you move it back, that way it's not in your way. Like if you pull it like the cord towards us instead of pulling it towards you, yeah. That way you don't need, you know what I'm saying?
Static went away.
Yeah, it went away. All right. Mike, check. Where y'all at?
I'm right here. I had a I was listening to this
Hey, don't look at the screen like James, bro. I see you. This nigga looking right here.
I am, my fault. But yeah, I was listening to this podcast and this lady was on there, feminist. She was like, "How come guys this is where the Walter White thing comes in."
Okay, okay.
She's like, "How come guys, when they do something like they get a medal or they win a championship, they want to have sex with their wife?"
What?
And I was like, that is like a way to celebrate. for us.
That's a way to celebrate.
It's like, I got a promotion. I'm about to go home and jump on my wife.
Yeah. That's.
I wonder, but it's
that's
true.
Legit. That's legit.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from.
But women don't want to fuck and celebrate with a fuck.
I think, girl, on their birthday, I feel like they be wanting.
Nah,
some.
I mean,
they want to celebrate at the end of the night.
Y'all be looking at us weird when we want to do it. Like we want to do it after brunch. Y'all don't care.
Yeah, the brunch. Yeah, cause football on.
Man, fuck that.
Okay, don't come over here. Especially with legal gambling now. Get out my face. I got money on the line, ho. Nobody tell you to go to brunch.
Wow.
This nigga just dropped the brunch boots and said, fuck it.
Yeah, my brunch boots gonna collect dust now. Now we can gamble.
After brunch is cool, after the Panthers play, I ain't watching no other football. You right. The football season seems like brunch kind of revs up. Because summertime, I mean, niggas do the brunch, but like football season, when it rev up. Because that's true Sunday fun day. Like, you got games going on. If you got a football team in your city and they got a home game, brunch going to be even more lit. You got the post-game after party after the brunch. Sunday can be a thing in the fall, winter.
I did one of those all-day football days.
I've done with
that. And them shits is, they wear you out. You need Monday off.
You're going to take Monday. Yeah, you're going to take Monday off. If you start at a 12, like, you start drinking about 11:30, 12, go to brunch. That's like my brunch time. I know some women that go to brunch like 11, but me, 12:30, somewhere in there, mimosas, pancakes. Now what bar are we going to see the game?
Right.
Get to the bar about 1:30, have a few more drink shots. Game in, now it's like 4:30. On top of the fact it's fall, winter, so the sun ain't out late.
Right.
So, honestly.
You watching the Sunday night game, didn't even know it.
Yeah. And ordering hookah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I did one. I forgot the name of that spot that people used to go watch the Panthers games over there near the railway in South End.
Oh, I know.
It's like about three bars over there. One's a taco place.
It's American something.
Yeah. So I went there. Yeah. And then for the second set of games, ended up going to Press Box.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Right.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I was like, damn. And then the last game ended up at Picasso's because I was hungry.
Damn.
Why didn't you eat at Press Box?
I didn't like the vibe at Press Box. Too many
Cowboys fans.
Yeah. Too many Cowboys fans, and they, you know how they can get.
Yeah. No, I feel that.
That's fair.
I feel that. That's real fair. All right, man. Episode 295.
Five more. What y'all gonna do?
That's up to you.
300. I say let's get some balloons. All
right, well, somebody get some balloons. All right, man. Happy Monday.
Girl, I know we will, but you're surrounded. See, love the way you
just me and you. Vibe is crazy between us two. You're my homie, my lover, and even my friend. Now I've said this before, I'ma say it again. Now here is the situation. I like what we got happening, and I don't want nothing coming in between both me and you. Now let you be lieutenant, and you let me be captain. Tell me if that's cool.
I want you to be my entourage, super flashy.
Yeah, nah, that shit was hard. Mario on that nigga, man.
He really is.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's your boy, Jumpman Jones. You're now live inside episode 295 of the Kickin' Shit Podcast. All right, joining me today are... Hold on, you didn't cross him? I just realized that. You didn't cross him? That's fine.
Oh, those?
Yes. No. That's fine. Joining me today are a few good people you would like to know. Behind the camera is D Chocolate Delight, the woman king. She is the homie. How's it going back there?
Everything's good.
All right. Now, James is not here today. He'll be back next week. But to my right tonight, it's my boys, my partners, my dog, is Mr. Jukebox Johnny, a.k.a. Crown Daddy, a.k.a. Crown Poppy, or the El Himador Poppy, the Avion Don, the Terramana God, the Malargo Home. It's still your girl. Give her right back because she got hammer toe. It's my man. He got tree jobs.
Daddy, are you on Johnny, the radio?
What's going on, my brother?
I already know what it is. Just chilling in the city. You heard me. Shout out to my dogs, Free Tonio.
Oh, yeah, Tonio. You talking about Tonio that got shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Hustle Man, man. I hope he heal up well, man. I wonder why they shot him.
Who knows,
you
man?
Think he's run off at the mouth?
Definitely. But it could have been a stray. Who knows?
Yeah, it could have been a stray, too. I just wanted the name of the hookah bar so I wasn't caught in the same situation.
I'm not going to any hookah bar in the North Lake area.
Oh, it was in the North Lake area?
I couldn't recognize that shopping center. It was a Food Line shopping center. It definitely wasn't, unless they put a hookah over there at that old Food Line.
I'm not going to no Food Line shopping center hookah bar at all.
The only Food Line that would have a hookah bar would be straight up Harris, right? Like going to Mount Holly, Huntersville Road?
Yeah.
It's a barbershop over there. It's a
maybe
Chinese
they got a
spot,
hookah
over,
spot
there.
Over there.
It's probably a hookah spot over there.
Oh, hell no.
I forgot the name of the hookah spot already.
Nah, man. Well, heal up, man. Hustle, man. Hey, other than that, if you catching this show right now, thank you. Shout out to everybody tuning in to episode 294, man. We appreciate you. You can find us on all platforms. We're on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, and I think that's it. SoundCloud, Google Play, Spotify, iHeart.
Apple
Podcast. Okay. That's the one I miss. Apple Podcast.
Shout out to Apple.
And if you're watching this on YouTube right now, like, subscribe, comment. Other than that, man, how y'all doing this week, man? How's it going?
I'm tired. I am tired. And it could be the pollen. Shout out to the pollen coming out, killing niggas.
Oh, yeah, springtime is
thinking
here.
Everybody got COVID. You can't even go to the grocery store. Mm-mm, why you coughing like that?
Daylight saving time is here. Absolutely. Sleep is fucked up. All of that good shit.
That, too. That could be it, too. That shit knocked me out the first couple nights. That daylight savings time.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I was up. I could not get sleep.
I was up the first night.
Like, I was
night.
Just up.
I was up. I was up, and then my sleep drug for the rest of the week. Well, other than that, man, I do want to get to it, man. Yeah. Top of the bill, man. We might as well start, man, with Love is Blind.
No, okay. Shout out to this.
Well,
this
start.
Is my
just,
shit.
Just because I feel like this is going to be our longest segment, we might as well hop right into Love is Blind. The reunion came on at 9 o'clock on Thursday of last week. I think that was Wednesday of last week. So America watched it together. We anticipated all day for this reunion. And in my opinion, I thought the reunion was good. My only complaint from the reunion, I really wish Nick and his wife would do a better job at these questions. We did not need 40 minutes on Sarah and
Jeremy
and blonde haired lady with the lip injections.
Laura.
We didn't need 40 minutes. That wasn't that complicated. Jeremy is a liar. He lied to his mom. He lied to America in the reunion and the past cast members. Like, he's just a liar.
You know what it was?
Go ahead.
They say this is the most talked about it season, but you know how we all was into the Clay and AD storyline. White people was into that Jeremy Laura storyline really hard. Like, we was hanging on to the AD storyline. All the white podcasts I listened to was, they talk about that Jeremy situation and Trevor.
But what was...
I mean, not Trevor. Trevor.
What was there to discuss? Like, he did that.
Because it was like, how dare he share his location? Is he really that stupid? Do you think he got with Sarah Ann? I mean, it was just fascinating for them.
Right. And then she went online. They showed the video of her online, basically saying that she just, they were doing it for entertainment. That was a big thing.
Yeah.
I didn't like Nick and his wife. I did, well, first of all, I did like when Nick and his wife asked her about, do you feel this is entertainment?
Yeah.
Because I wanted her to answer that shit with her chest. Like, yes, like, this is a form of entertainment. Yes. Real life can all the time be a form of someone's entertainment.
Fresh.
Like, it just is. And it's the number one selling entertainment on television. I mean, sports show you that. That's true life entertainment. That's somebody's life we watch. Even though they playing a game, if they get hurt and they tear the ACL, that's their life we're watching happen right now. That's a part of their actual life. So although it's a TV production, like, at the end of the day, this shit is for entertainment. We all know the rules of the game show, because Love is Blind ain't nothing but a game show. We know the rules of the show. You beat somebody, you propose to him, and then at the altar, you can say yes or you can say no. Which one you going to do?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I wanted her to not be scared of Nick and his wife in that moment and say it with her chest. But they had dog pound on her so bad that by the time that question came, she was rattled.
I was just tired of hearing her bring up the, you saw how hard I cried. Everybody cried.
Yeah.
You weren't the only person in that pause crying.
She was alone. Like, nobody defended her. She was the enemy, and she was being attacked live in front of America. I didn't really think that was right for them to attack her the way that they did.
The girls are
the girls.
Yeah,
the girls are the ones who attacked.
Well, they teamed up. I mean, they were all had a click. She had to know that she was going to catch it
during the pods. Like, and it's only because she knew Laura and Jeremy were connecting, so she kind of set herself apart by making sure she shared every time she talked to Jeremy what they talked about. So it was to make Laura feel uncomfortable. And the girls like Laura more. So, yeah, it became this thing where it's like, all right, you're doing a lot to try to prove that Jeremy's going to pick you, and it's not cool. Like, we're all here to pick somebody.
What's done has been done.
I mean, yeah.
At this point, like, to...
I don't think she's the enemy, no.
And I think the way they dog-piled on her, I didn't... Like, it's... Come on, guys. Like, this is... Y'all doing too much. Like, this ain't real life. Had this been real life, it would have never been a situation where she would have had to shoot him a DM on the back end. Like,
right.
Had this been real life, none of this would have never happened. Like, this is all produced. This is all manufactured. You guys been on the set for weeks, and she got back out in the real world. She shot her shot, and Jeremy made a decision to get engaged to that woman. Jeremy made a decision to tell you one thing and go home and tell this woman he loves her by telling you this is about to be over. We all witnessed that. Like, Jeremy made these decisions. You were a willing participant because you wanted to be with Jeremy. And I don't see nothing wrong with that. But Jeremy is the one who's mainly at fault here. Like, he got engaged.
Right.
And he was going to get married. So if y'all was going to dogpile on anybody, dogpile more on Jeremy. Yeah, still, we didn't need 40 minutes of it.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely did their 40 minutes because...
Like, I looked at I paused.
And then they started doing audience questions.
Yeah, like, I didn't like audience questions. And then we finally get to, I think, the one I wanted to hear from, really, I wish there was more better questions for them, is Brittany and Kenneth.
Oh, yeah, they gave them, like, what, 5 minutes?
But that was the end. Before we even get to Brittany and Kenneth, after we spend 40 minutes on that, then we go back to these past cast members. Why are they there? This season gave us so much content that we didn't need y'all to bring the old people back. Was it great to see them? Yeah, it was great to see them. It was nice to see Brett and Tiffany and all your favorite couples who got married. But we didn't need that. We didn't need them there. Like, there was so much to unpack from this season that they were not needed. And I like adding in the social media questions. But get the good social media questions. Like, those social media questions that they were shooting to Jimmy. Like, Jimmy and Chelsea got off easy in this, to me.
Yeah, they didn't spend as much time as I thought they was going to spend on them either.
She didn't really say much. And I think that was by design to, because she had already looked so bad and insecure during the show, during the season. I think it was by design that a lot of questions weren't really fielded towards her. So she can't say much. Why?
Yeah, it was more of a when their section came up, it was more Jimmy and Jessica. They had a long conversation compared to Jimmy and Chelsea.
And we didn't know nothing. I didn't know nothing about his interview. I didn't know nothing about any of that. And that was another thing that I think that got a lot of time that didn't need a lot of time. Like, why are we talking about Jimmy and Laura? Jimmy was with Chelsea, and we kind of want to know. We didn't even find out where they stand today. I don't even think they asked him that.
Jessica.
Yeah.
No, Jimmy and Chelsea.
We don't know where they stand.
We didn't find out. They never got to that. And then
well, I think that no. He said that they broke up.
They're broken up.
They're probably still fucking.
But are they, like, they didn't say if they were friends, if they was cool.
She's definitely the type to still be fucking. Oh, yeah.
But they never said what their status was. Like, they never asked.
But it seemed like they was cool, so you're probably right. They probably
I agree. I wanted to hear from them what happened after y'all left Carowinds or y'all split. Like, how's it been? We didn't really catch up with them.
If she went to therapy.
Oh yeah, we didn't catch up with none of that. We went to these random audience questions that we didn't need. Now, when we did get to Clay at 80, I don't think that was long as we needed it to be either. But it was good. Our little bit of Clay at 80 was pretty good. I wanted to come in here and talk to you about Clay's speech, because I think Clay did a good job of turning himself from a villain to, like, not such a bad guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Yeah, you started to feel for him when he gave his speech.
Not only that, when he mentioned the thing about the broken homes and the black men and the camera pans to Kenneth and the camera pans to Brett.
Yeah, salute to my nigga Brett.
And then he shouts Brett out, you know what I'm saying? And just says, you know, your season, it was the season I was watching, and you did your thing. And, you know, Brett came back and said, you know, I came from, I had a broken home too.
Right.
So, you know, I feel you on that. And I think
Brett didn't use it as an excuse.
No. But he said, I had the same worries as well.
Right, right.
You know, I didn't
know. That's what I'm saying. Clay kind of was using that as like a crutch. Yeah, a crutch is why he makes the decisions he makes. But Brett didn't let that. If you're looking at the difference between the two.
Well, see, that's why I like Clay's speech. I think Clay acknowledged a lot of things that he didn't acknowledge on the show. Like when he says, so in that speech, there's a lot of things I caught. I caught the fact that he was struggling with being faithful because he used to be a D1 college athlete.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I caught that. I caught the whole, they don't tell you what to do once the lights go out and you got to go assimilate in the regular world. So, I mean, pretty much goes back to what I said last week. You got them hoes. And you don't know if a relationship is worth giving up all this shit you got. You so used to getting what you want when you get it. You're pampered. You're a D1 athlete.
Yeah.
So, like, you ain't no scrub. So, I mean, he's struggling. He's struggling with a lot. I agree. You know what I'm saying? Once again, I don't think his struggles is all, you know, based on his parents or whatever his trauma is. But once again, to hear him say certain things, I was like, okay, that connects. I could separate the good shit from the, you know, I'm still trying to see if AD will let me come back in her life more than just what we do now.
Yeah.
You know? And I like AD. I like AD wising up and acknowledging that she acknowledged the red flags.
Yeah.
Matter of fact,
she did a up. But yeah, I was I thought she did I saw growth from both of them in that situation. And also, I mean, the show was produced, so it could have been stuff we missed. But I thought you could tell she's kind of like dealt with the situation of being left at the altar.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell that their relationship is fun now. Like, she still was hurt. She blasted on him a little bit. But you could tell they still got, like, a chemistry there. And it could be something if either one of them wanted to work on it.
They probably could. Yeah. I got that, too.
And, like, Clay, I love Clay's speech. And I think Clay represents a lot of, especially millennial black men. I think he just represents, that's why I root for him so hard. Because it's like, damn, that's like a nigga I grew up with or something.
I agree. I guess.
And you understand his struggle.
I do understand him. Like I feel him. I watched this shit unbiased. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a dude that I actually pull for. I'm kind of watching it like sports. Like I'm watching to see what's actually gonna work. Like I'm just into the show itself. So it's never like any season I ever watch. I never really like want pull for somebody. I'm trying to see who they really are. Like what these men are struggling with. Do you really want to get married? And yeah. I just really
or
like
do you like men, and you jumped on the show for that the too. Wrong reason.
But I really like Clay. I really did like the things he was saying. But like I said. What I seen in him, and that's what I was going to say about him and Brett. What I seen in him was, you know, he's young.
Yeah.
And I seen where he was at in life.
Yeah, Brett was a little older, right?
Brett was older. So although he was uncertain, he was also an older man who's like, you know, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he knew not to come into that experiment saying those things. Like,
yeah.
He just knew. And you being a little bit younger, you know, it's an experiment. Let me try it out. I do want to play these comments from AD because I like this. I watched this early on TikTok.
I feel like Clay sees himself as a high-value man. It seemed like he did present some red flags.
For sure.
What flags did you observe of his in the pods, and what ones did you feel like you maybe chose to ignore?
The whole marriage thing, honestly, started in the pods. He was very afraid of marriage and long-term commitment, simultaneously telling me, this is what I want so bad. At one hand, he's like, oh, I'm afraid. And the other hand, he's like, but I want you so bad. I want this. I want to be married.
In a very clever way, Clay said, I have a lot of potential. I just need someone to fix me.
Oof.
Did you see it differently watching it back?
There's so much you don't see, which I'm sure you're aware of. I would love to put some context to this. Clay and I had so many conversations about not moving forward. And I know it looks like I'm blindly following him off a cliff. Like, and he's telling me, I don't want to marry. And I'm like, okay, let's go get married. And he's like, no, I don't want to. And I'm like, yeah. There were so many conversations where I was like, I'm good to walk away. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good to walk away. And he'd be like, no, AD, like, I really want to try. I really want to do this. I really want to make this work with you. And I'd be like, okay, well, let's try. And then he would actually try and do things differently and show up for me in certain ways. And then he would hit me with a sprinkle, like, I'm just afraid to get married. And I'm like, okay, well, again, we do not have to do this. I'm okay. I would rather not be humiliated in front of all of my family and friends. And he's like, AD, I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to humiliate you. And I said, okay,
damn.
I feel like
I play that to say that's the age gap. Somebody said to me this week, like, with age comes experience, right? So that's what, and like you said, you was rooting for him. It's not that I don't root for him. I'm watching unbiased, and I'm hearing him do and say a lot of things that I did. And when I heard it, I'm like, oh, this nigga don't want no relationship because I was you. I said those things, and then I listened to this. And to hear her, first of all, acknowledge that I did hear the red flags, you know. But her youth is showing in this, too, because I think women will get drug along with the, hey, I love you, or hey, I want to be with you, or hey, I really like the time we spend, but I don't think I'm ready. But I like the time we spend, but I don't think I'm ready. But you're great. You're perfect. I want you.
It's a lot of situationships.
Yeah, and that's and until you go through that as a woman, till you go through that as a man, and has the man learning, like, hey, you can't say that. You have to pick a side, because that could be bad for you if she can't let go. Like, and you're trying to figure out, well, why is she confused? I told her I ain't like her. Yeah, but what else did you tell her? Or what else did you show her?
Unfortunately, a lot of men don't learn that until they start to notice the pattern.
That, yeah.
And they're like, okay, I'm doing this shit again. Let me stop. Let me slow down.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why the age difference between Brett and him, like, now, I don't want to throw Clay on the bus and say he's consciously doing that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he learned from this, or maybe she told him this, and now he knows I shouldn't say things like that. Or maybe that's his game. Hey, I like you, but I don't want nothing, but I like you, but I'm scared. Oh, like, if that's what you're doing, cool, that's your game. I'm not here to blow your spot. But when she, like I said, watching that clip, I see the immaturity in both. Now she's went through that. Hopefully she don't, you know, make the same mistake twice and kind of just take the heed to the word of what you're hearing. Like, if somebody says they don't want something, no matter what that follows that sentence, the beginning of that sentence remains.
Right.
I don't want that.
Yeah. True. And sometimes you'll say something, you'll be direct, but then after your directness, which is pretty much what you're saying, after your directness, mm-hmm. you'll see the reaction, and then you try to clean it up a little bit.
And that, and you know what? I don't know how other men, like, grow from that. Because you don't ever want to disappoint somebody. Mm-hmm. But one thing I did learn is sometimes you just have to be the bad guy with no explanation. Sometimes it's just got to be exactly what it is. They're not going to like it. And there's nothing you can do about somebody else's feelings. You know what I'm saying? And to try to soften that blow with other words, it's still not helping either. So I'm going to just say what I say. I know you don't like it, but, you know,
that's a certain level of maturity.
Yeah, and I feel like he'll grow to that. If he wants a relationship, you'll grow to that as you date.
Yeah, I think he will. I think he's just got to get a few more years under his belt. Because you're right. Sometimes when you got a lot of them on you, it's going to be hard for you to be like, I mean, I can have you, but you don't do this, this, and this. But I got these three girls on this side, and I can pull a little bit from each one of them and be satisfied.
Yeah.
Not fair, but that's how it is.
Okay.
I mean, that's what he's struggling with. I'm just speaking from Clay. I felt like, I was going to ask you this, D. I feel like AD represents 80% of the women in the dating pool. They really want something. And, you know, they're hopeful that it happens. Even with the red flags, they're hoping that we can grow together or we can grow past this situation or whatever. I felt like, you know, like I said, admitting that she was able to see the red flags but couldn't distinguish through the mixed signals. And that's why I say I feel like so many women get mixed signals and they don't know what to do with mixed signals.
Right.
Speak to me about big signals.
So I think the level of maturity for her in that instance, as she matures, she'll continue to date, and maybe she won't. She may take a break. Who knows? But I think, yes, 80% of women kind of get stuck because they get these mixed signals. They don't really know what to do. The maturity piece of that is learning to take mixed signals as a no and accepting that although it hurts, you may really like this person. You really have already, you know, and women that are listening, they get it. There's always been a guy that you see tomorrow with. You see what those easygoing Sundays look like with him. You see what living with him looks like, and you're ready for all those things. But if that man tells you yes, no, maybe today, not tomorrow, yes, no, you have to accept it overall as a no and just go away and leave it alone and leave it where it's at. And I think AD, her growth from this experience is she stood firm in what she said on camera. If you tell me no at the altar, I cannot continue to be with you.
And I shot her off with it. Like, thanks for doing that.
So even if we have thoughts like maybe they're still getting it behind the scenes or doing whatever, that's truly their business. They may just be good friends, but I really do commend her as well as standing firm in her no. And I think Clay, a part of him having to come to terms with himself was getting a no. Because I think a part of it is like when he said something about like being an athlete and stuff like that, a lot of women will tell you no, or I'm not gonna deal with you no more, and you do this to me, and da 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 da. And he clearly is a great talker, and he can just talk his way right back into whatever situation that, you know, works for him. And I think AD kind of put up this wall like, nah, I'm good on you.
Yeah.
Because you hurt me. You broke my heart.
He did it dirty for sure. Yeah. That was embarrassing.
Yeah, especially after hearing that. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? After hearing like him actually tell you, hey, I'm going to embarrass you, and then embarrass you.
I wish they would have asked him that. Like, what part of you thought that was okay to go to the altar and do it the way you did it? That conversation beforehand.
He kind
beforehand.
Of explained it a little bit, but he didn't really get deep into it, and I wish that he would have.
But the explanation, I know what you're talking about. He said, is, you know, I got down to the day and it was a yes, but then when you walk down there and you get in front of that person, like whoever's giving the thing, and I'm looking at you in the eye, I just couldn't do that to you. That's what he said. That was his explanation.
Because I wasn't ready. Because I looked at, and basically he took a look inside himself. Like, if I say yes today, I'm gonna tear her to pieces.
Right.
I'm gonna break her heart.
And he had to do the right thing.
I guess I can.
So the right thing was to, as crazy as it sounds, was to embarrass her in that moment.
Yeah.
But it saved her from a lifetime of heartache.
Shit. Dude, we just gave Clay points.
He was not wrong.
I mean.
But yeah.
You're right, though.
It did. It saved
her. You're right. If you explain it like that, yeah.
But the, and that's, unfortunately, that is how women mature day in, day out. We get our hearts broken. We get torn to pieces. And we have to realize that this moment, it just saved us from years of BS. And it sucks.
When do you realize that as a woman?
Ooh, I had questions for her too. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, Johnny.
When do you realize
that
that situation
didn't work out for a reason?
It didn't work out for, and it's serving its purpose. Yeah. Honestly, you don't see it the day you hear the bullshit. You don't see it the day he tells you this ain't gonna work. You don't see it then. You go through your whole phases of grief for love. Like you go through it, and then one day you realize, when maybe it's when you meet somebody better, maybe it's when you actually have a good laugh and it's not with somebody that you're romantic with, it's just with friends or just by yourself, it's you just have this aha moment, like, you know what, had I still been with that person, I would be stuck on stupid. I'd be worrying about where they are right now. I'd be worrying about what my phone is dry and why they haven't, like,
yeah.
You just realize it's just it randomly comes after the, gotcha, the heartbreak.
Can you do me a favor and, like, move that mic where you can talk directly into it?
I thought I did.
You're going to have to shift it up. Yeah, that might work better.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. You're reading better. Damn.
You had a question for her too?
I did.
For the women's circle.
I was trying to hold it and let y'all finish. What is it about mixed signals that catch y'all up like that? Like,
I had that question too.
What is it about that?
Good question.
I mean, hey, hold on. This is just an advisory. If there is a woman listening right here, she's not speaking for y'all.
I can't speak for everybody.
For y'all. Just speak in general. You are a woman. You have women friends. So
I have
just,
women friends.
You've been to brunch.
From that small. 1% of women.
One of my women friends tell me I think like a nigga. So I don't know. I struggle sometimes. But even in my own struggles, I will say in general, women get mixed up in the mixed signals because they are just that. They're signals. It's not just talking. If a man tells you he's not ready, that same said man will then call you to make sure that you ate that day. Will make sure that you good. They may even know something happened, and they're gonna be the first person there.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna show up with flowers. The actions don't really align with the words, because then you get swung back in, and you're like, okay, now you're going on dates. Now you're spending time, but then they'll remind you, you know, I'm not ready. I love spending time with you. I love doing all these things. I'm not ready though. So as a woman, we can't really, there's no stop and go with our feelings. Once we have feelings for you, those floodgates are open. Like, literally.
So how do you separate the two? Like, how do you take heed to what you heard and ignore what is happening? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a man, so I can't speak for a woman, but I know for myself, of course, I've been caught up in some mixed signals from women. And then from that, I've learned to just, you know what I'm saying, the same thing. Like, if she says this, like, I'm literally listening to what you're saying. No matter what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? I've had people tell me, like, well, she's doing this, so it's got to mean this, but I don't give a fuck. No matter what you're doing, that is what I'm, that's great. So if I'm talking to a girl and she's saying, you know, I haven't really decided if I even want to be in a relationship. Well, that right there is all I hear, and it's all I'm focused on. So she could call me every day. She could see if I'm good in the morning, good in the middle of the day, send me lunch money. When it comes down to it, when she say, hey, you know, where are we at? I'm checking in. I'm still on you. So do you know where you at? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you could bring up the fact that, well, I be calling you. Da, da, da. So do you know where you at? So when do you learn, or do you ever learn, or does anybody ever learn to compartmentalize the two?
Of
like,
course. I don't think so. Here's the thing: somehow in society we made it healthy that we should compartmentalize our feelings. Don't do that shit. Be straightforward. So in the midst of using your example, in the midst of when you heard her say, "I don't want to be in a relationship," but yet she's doing all those things. If you wanting to be in a relationship was your goal, you should stop that shit before. I don't care if she calls you every day. I don't care if she's sending you lunch money. Send that shit back.
But
you have to kind of stand firm and you don't accept the signals as they're giving. Because it's easier said than done. I know I'm speaking and it's easier said than done, because we all love flowers. We all love to be made feel special. But if a man is telling you mixed signals or giving you mixed signals, or he said, I'm not ready, but he's showing you he might be, you have to kind of hold him accountable. Hey, bro, you said you're not ready. So, no, I can't spend time with you. No, I can't, you know, do X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
And you have to stand firm in your, I know this is an overused word on social media, but self-care and self-love.
Shout out to that for real.
If it comes down to it, if you got to rub one out to focus, hey, do that.
You do got to do that sometimes.
But don't go bust it wide open for a nigga that just told you that he don't even know if he wants you. He can't lead you nowhere. Don't do that. Take a step back.
Got it.
That's what's up. Act like a lady. Think like a man.
Right, I don't think I had anything else on the player AD thing. But last but not least, they gave Kenneth and Brittany like 2 seconds.
Hey, do I want to hear that beard-ass relationship?
Like, they gave them niggas
They the gay besties.
Yeah, besties. Like, as soon as they said best friends, I was like, oh, my God.
We talk every day. I bet you do.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm like, listen, Brittany's an attractive white woman. I don't know no straight man that's...
All right. Yeah, like, we best friends. Never. I'm best friends in that booty here. Yeah. Every Saturday
oh,
night.
I'm pretty sure. She pop up at Elevation. She getting married next week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Definitely to a country nigga from Lewisburg.
And I think if we're attacking the online chatter, yeah, Nick and your wife, like Nick and his wife should have asked, like, online they saying you gay.
Yeah, they didn't even hit like, that. They just hit it. They was too scared, but y'all want to attack everybody else. Attack the gay dude.
And I think I don't like how the only person they asked where they seeing somebody, and we kind of knew they were seeing someone else, is Trevor and Laura. I wanted them to at least ask.
Oh, yeah, that was the most unnecessary. Right, like, shit, I didn't bring care him about. Out?
Yeah, that's
I feel like I wanted them to at least ask Brittany and Kenneth, so are either of you seeing someone? I think they did kind of ask that, and they were like, oh, no, but we've had a discussion. When we find our person,
you know, how are we going to do this?
We understand that we'll have to respect the other, da-da-da-da-da. Very well rehearsed.
Yeah.
But what you're not telling me is if you're seeing somebody or if there is somebody of interest outside of this experience, because it wasn't Brittany, and for Brittany, it wasn't Kenneth.
Right, but they still hang out every day because they're just friends, which I've seen that before. And they didn't get deep in the relationship.
No.
No, they didn't.
Well, they still could have had a good friendship. So it could be possible. And, you know, Kenneth might not be... He just, like, somebody said he just sassy, which I still don't understand the term sassy. It's been tossed around a lot lately.
It has been.
It is.
It's the new word. It's the new millennial word.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I don't think he's gay. I like to make fun of it, saying that he is because of the way he acts. But I don't think
he's just
gay.
A true principal.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he is. He be around. He like a leader. He gotta be a leader amongst kids every day.
You know.
Nah, but
that phone situation though.
No, his explanation was great.
Yeah,
I thought that was a great explanation. I hearken back to times where our principal friend was doing his principal thing and spent a lot of time on his phone.
Right.
So even on a vacation, spent a lot of time on his phone. So I was like, you know what? Good fucking excuse, buddy.
And yeah, when you're good at what you do, then yeah,
that
you're right.
Too. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, people like you. They trust you with their children.
They couldn't wait for you to get back to tell you what you missed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Yeah. Yeah. All
and
of
he
that.
Won some awards and stuff too, I saw in Charlotte.
Like, yeah, I seen that on his Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. So good for him, man.
Yeah. He's a stand-up dude.
Oh, sassy
man.
Ass nigga. Good for you.
Don't
good
do
for
that.
You.
Don't do that.
Now Johnny's.
Don't do that.
Mr. Johnny. You know you wrong for that.
I ain't gonna lie though. I don't know where he get his hair done at. Shit was fresh.
Laid and played on their asses.
Because all the niggas with braids shit be tight. Like, no. I don't know where they get their hair done at, but the niggas with braids shit be tight. I mean, just period. Like,
all right, get my shit braided.
Okay, Johnny.
Nah, I'm not doing it. I'm just saying, I'm just getting the buzz cut.
Overall, though, man, great. Good reunion. Good season. Shout out to the season 6 of Love is Blind, man. This shit was real good, man. Now it's nothing on TV, man. What's new on TV?
Oh.
What's new? What happened? What dropped? What came out in the theaters? Oh, BMF. BMF.
Oh, yeah, BMF.
I'm 2 episodes in. I didn't watch number 3 yet.
Me either.
I mean, if y'all watched number 3 out there, sorry, we ain't watched it yet to recap it, but... 2 episodes in, I'm still fucking with it.
Yeah, me too. Look like they got a new plug.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's always something happening at the end of the day to make them still be able to go. You think they about to fall off, and next thing you know, a miracle happened.
I'm I'm really having trouble thinking they got this lucky in real life. Like, y'all really got lucky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If that stuff is true.
Yes.
Yeah.
If that stuff is true. Yeah, they definitely got lucky.
And I'm starting to like Neo. Neo is growing on me.
I'm glad he is, man.
Because he about to do some shit. I feel like his gangsta is coming out. We saw, like, this whole pimp player side. But the fact that Meech was over there with his girl, that's his main girl.
I'm a movement right. by myself.
Yeah, something about to happen. Yeah, something about to happen between Meech and him. He about to sell Meech out or something, or set Meech up, I think.
And he's going to use that girl to do it.
Uh-huh. Definitely for sure. Set up. What else is
going
on?
Are we excited about Lucille finding love?
No. Oh, yeah, that is hilarious. What is that, the bob? What kind of cut is that Lucille got? The wig?
The asymmetrical.
It's like the T-bars a little bit.
Yeah, I forget the name of it, but yeah.
Somebody posted Buddy about to fuck the 4 for 4 out of us. I said, yo.
I forgot you working with
me. She never lied. Ain't not lying, man.
Oh, but yeah, what killed me was.
What Charles gonna do?
Did y'all see Charles in there trying to fix the same drywall? Ball hell, man. For the longest.
Well, Charles, I got nothing else. He can go fix other people's stuff, but can't fix stuff in his own household.
He was too busy putting makeup on the wall at the other place.
I really want to get to the bottom of why he treat Demetrius like he's a stepchild. Like, he don't treat Meech like his child. Like, the way he look out for Terry and talk to Terry and kind of excuse Terry being a dope boy.
Because Terry at least listened to him for the longer than Meech did. Meech left the house, made money, and started taking care of stuff. Remember when Lucille said, this is Meech house. Like, Meech take care of this. When she called, she reminded him, you ain't really the man of the house.
Was it a lie?
Meech take care of this.
I definitely wasn't a lie.
Was it
even
a lie?
Though she, no, it wasn't. And even though she don't really agree where the money's coming from, that hurt him to the core. Like, you just told this man he is not a man of the house. And it wasn't a lie. Terry then tried to, he did stay there a little bit longer too.
Yeah.
And then he helped him out with the car business. Like, he funded that. Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's like he kind of tried to work with his dad until that shit fell out. But no, like Terry was also the smart one in school.
Yeah, remember, he did good in school.
He was really good in school. Yeah. And Meech was never that. He was just.
But they all came out of your balls. Like, love them the same. Like, don't. Show I don't like that favoritism.
No,
shit.
I mean, but like, you love have a lot of dads that same. Do that. But you, I think honestly, we're about to see a shift though. When he don't fuck with either one of them, because remember he ran up in the restaurant when the guys came to the door.
Yeah.
So I feel like, and he grabbed the phone to talk to Meech because he was on the phone at the time.
But why not cuss him out?
Well, I think he was going there to do that.
Yeah, but Meech was on the phone.
So he just grabbed the phone.
I would have get him on speakerphone. Both of y'all getting cussed out. Both of y'all, my kids.
It's the 90s or 80s, whatever it was.
I was going to say, them phones ain't have speakerphone.
They might have.
Shit, the one in the car did.
Turn that thing all the way up.
It was the little flip. Yeah, a little flip.
Nah, the one in the car phone had a speakerphone. If y'all ever, I don't know if y'all had a.
Nah, I never had. I've never seen that in my life.
My mom had a car phone, but I don't remember it.
It on the buttons on the top is one for speaker. You could put that joint on speaker. You because there's a speaker on the back of. You can talk on the back of. Or you can flip it over like that.
I remember that shit was the hardest thing ever.
We had a car phone for like a month.
Yeah, we never had one. I never seen it in anybody's car that I knew.
If we still have it, I'm going to bring it here.
That's
we
dope.
Might have it somewhere at the house. I had to.
That let's do it. Dope. They need to bring that shit back, Nick.
Yeah. My mom was. She had a 6-speed. She was shift gears and be on the phone.
God, dog. Like, up on the ear.
click, click.
Like, that shit
kind of
hard.
Fucking car phone, man.
Oh, shit. Shout out to your mom. She have hands.
Well, she did hair, so she would be setting up appointments, like, driving.
That bill was probably loaded, because them bills used to, the way they used to charge people for shit back then, minutes and all of that, that shit was loaded.
Yo, shout out to the niggas in Durham. We ain't never pay full price for that.
Oh, they been hooked you up. Legal cable, illegal phone, everything.
Got the chip in the phone. It'll bypass the thing. You can just make all
the calls.
And
because mom was a hairdresser, she knew all the people in the barbershop, so I would just go to the barbershop when we needed something else, because we had different guys that went there.
Yeah, hairdresser people know everybody and got to hook up on everything.
Yep.
Like, they don't ever have to really pay for much of anything and shit. But that's all I have for BMF. Y'all got anything else?
Man, I hadn't really watched much this week besides the Love is Blind reunion, BMF.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I put... James ain't here, but I watched a new episode of Invincible.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that did drop.
But yeah, that's about it. I know next week we got the X-Men coming back.
Yeah, I'm definitely. I'm gonna check it out. I know I told y'all I wouldn't, but like, I'm gonna,
I finally finished Avatar. Also.
Oh, you did? Yeah, did it get any better?
It got better. It got better. Huh. So I can appreciate it. I also finished True Detective this most recent season, and then I think that was pretty much it as far as like series things.
Yeah.
Like I think I watched a few movies. I did watch that 30-minute clip that I sent from YouTube about the guy that had the lover in jail, but then he gets out of jail and try to go back to being straight.
I wanted to see it.
It's a 30-minute short film on YouTube.
Oh, that's nasty.
It was a good little short film. So
yeah,
because
I think I saw the clip.
Yeah,
online.
The clip was circulating, but
yeah, and then I guess the full movie.
Everybody said it was Tubi, but it's not Tubi.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it. Power's getting canceled. Power Book Ghost 2 is getting canceled, and now they're coming out with the Tommy and Ghost prequel. I'm looking forward to that. I think if they cancel Power Book 2, they probably gonna cancel Power Force. I don't see that continuing.
I wonder if they're looking for a new network, and that's why.
Well, the number one rated show is The Raising Kanan.
Like, oh, okay.
I said that's a good show.
It's rated number one. I looked it up and everything. It literally is one of the number one shows on TV. So I was like, damn, okay.
That's the one with Mary J. Blige and Method Man?
No, that's the one that's getting canceled.
Oh, okay.
This is the one with pretty much 50 Cent telling his life story again.
Okay.
That's that, man. I did want to talk about this. So there's a woman being sued. Women. There's some women being sued for defamation of character. Now, I don't know if y'all heard, on Facebook, they got these groups. Are we dating the same guy? Mm. And so this guy named Stuart Lucas is suing 12 women for defamation of character.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they went on this group, and they pretty much, in this group, it helps women who use dating apps identify if they dating the same guy and how he was, and they can kind of rate him and say he was cool, just not my type. So they put a lot of things on him, saying he had sexually transmitted diseases, saying he killed his ex-wife. Like, there was a bunch of narratives floating around about this dude on Facebook. So he's suing 12 women, and most of them can't afford for it not to, like, to settle. And so he's pretty much, the goal is to break them in court. He's got some money, so it's to pretty much financially take them under in court for kind of
slander. I wonder how that works. Are they going to have to prove what they are saying is true?
So when I was reading the article, what it was saying was like these cases of defamation are hard to prove, but when you get into the things like the way they were slandering his name, those things right there would be the evidence that's going to hold up in court to kind of get them like, all right, y'all really did do this shit. So, and since they don't have the money to settle and it has to go to court, that alone is going to bankrupt them.
Unless they get a judge that requires them to collectively do a public apology, because I've seen that too,
if he wants it,
they'll basically, yeah, true. Where they'll say like all the women will owe him a certain amount of money, so they put in together, as opposed to owing him like $5,000 a piece. They might just have to owe him $10,000 collectively, mm-hmm. and then they would just have to do a public apology. But I wonder, like, if this man has money. And they were dealing with him. You got 12 women, and they're all sitting there, like, you know, talking shit. Me personally, if I don't have no type of funds to even potentially protect myself in any way, I'm gonna just shut the fuck up.
I feel you.
Yeah, I mean, I've been privy to screenshots of "Are we dating the same guy?"
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny because they go in there and give you the whole full synopsis of how the date went and. He had kids and he was trying to have sex with me in the house while his kid was in there. It was just, it's a whole bunch of shit. Honestly, like, that shit's between you and another person. Like, don't go disclose that shit online. I get the reason for the group.
Right.
But
some people do too much.
It's just going too far.
It's definitely surpassed that. But what's funny is, given the same opportunity, because I've heard this and I had to pull it up to prove somebody wrong, men don't do that. Men don't bash women. Like, there's another group that says, "Are we dating the same woman?" Mm-hmm. I don't think that shit been updated probably since the pandemic. It's like,
just ain't us.
Men don't care as much. If you're dating, so be it. Like, we all know it's just probably your turn at the moment. I don't know. But just don't get caught up in this online bashing thing. But that, "Are we dating the same men?" That group, and I think it's two of them. Because one, you have
you
to
got one for Charlotte.
You got one for Charlotte specifically, but another one, they have one for North Carolina, I saw, but you have to get accepted.
Yep.
Like, you can request to be a part of it, and then you have to get accepted.
But they're not checking. They're like, they doing, like, some extensive
badge. No, they're not. You're a real person.
Yeah, they just, all right, you in, nigga. That's how Facebook groups work. What are some things that are normal to men but mind-blowing to women? I really thought this was interesting.
Yeah, yeah, it was a Twitter.
Because some of this shit mind-blowing to me.
Thread. And the question was, what are some things that are normal to men but are mind-blowing to women? I went over a few before the show, so I'll mention those. Watching a sporting event and then turning to ESPN to watch them discuss what we just watched.
Let me explain that to y'all. When a lot of times you watch the game and you got the announcers breaking down the game, but then when you get to ESPN, you get the SportsCenter, you get the real, like, recaps, a little bit more analyzation. You might even get some post-game interviews, kind of see what coach was thinking. So this is why we do that. Like, we really love sports, and we really want to, like, we really want to make sure we got all the information that we need, because what's going to happen that week is at the gym, the barbershop, or at work, somebody gonna bring up the game, and we gonna need all the facts to battle this nigga who hates our team or hates our favorite player. We'll need to be able to react. Hey, Stephen A. Smith said, Shannon Sharp said, Molly said, like, we need references and backup. So, yeah, that's
a good explanation.
Yeah.
All right. How about when y'all fight y'all friends and still be friends?
I think that applies to both genders, though. I've seen never it both ways. Friends.
Nah, I'll take it.
I think maybe they talk about like falling out or, yeah, like y'all you have an argument, but y'all cool the next hour.
Arguments are different, though. So they got to define that. Because, like, if me and my friend physically scrap at almost 40.
Yeah, that's like, hilarious, right?
Yeah.
What y'all fighting for? Y'all niggas old. Y'all both going to pull something.
Yeah.
Going to Target and only coming out with one item.
We came for the hoes, I think. Did I get that right, wow. Johnny? We really came to Target.
Well, during COVID, I ain't gonna lie, I did go to Target to see women.
Johnny.
Can't nowhere else to go.
I mean,
But nowadays, I go to Target, I'm usually getting some health products, and I'm getting out of there.
And we men, like, we go get what we came to get. You gotta remember, we the breadwinners and the providers, so we can't be that loose with our money. We kind of gotta be
right
structured.
And we
with
don't even
shit.
Know the sections in Target like that. Like, we go to the same section and we every go. Time. We don't walk around the store to see what they got.
Nope. I got a route. Like, I got a route in Target. I do the route and I go.
Yeah, but women, I've heard women go to Target and lose their mind.
I don't know about you. Are you the type of person like that won't take a girl to the store with you? Because you know that shit might end up being longer than if you went by yourself?
Yeah. But sometimes if I need to exercise, I'll go with a lady.
Okay.
Because right. I know we about to be walking around. Okay, here we go. I think everybody does. Like both sexes does this one. But not rinsing off the dishes before putting them in the dishwasher.
I fucking wash them. So, yeah, I can't.
You a hand washer.
Even when I use the dishwasher, like I give them light scrub, then throw them in. So either way, yeah.
And then this one, using the same soap for hair, face, and body.
Well, men can get away with that.
Men can do that.
I think men can get away with that.
I think so too.
Something to do with our skin.
I mean,
it's not fair, but.
Right. I just go in there and be like, all right, they say you can use this on everything. All right.
Put that shit on everything.
Yeah. Put that on everything.
Yeah, man. All right, man. What y'all think about this TikTok ban?
I think it's unnecessary, but like they say, it's for security purposes and privacy and data matters, which I guess I can understand that, but I just feel like it's more problems in the world than TikTok, at least in America.
That's what the
but
argument
I could be
is.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's
I
what
could
the
be wrong
because
I don't. They hide a lot from us. There's a lot that we don't know to go on behind the scenes. But yeah, I think it's a lot more that could just be handled besides TikTok. Like, inflation is crazy right now.
Do you think it'll get passed? With the election coming up, they did mention, like they said, with them wanting to play to that younger voting audience if this gets banned. So they're trying to, they mentioned dragging, like it's in the Senate now, so they mentioned the Senate dragging their feet because of the election. Like,
yeah, I can see that. I think that's a good, I never heard of that, but yeah, that's a good point. I don't think it'll get passed. I honestly don't, because it's like, whenever it's too much money being made, it's going to be hard to get rid of that product. Like, people making livings off of TikTok, people selling stuff on TikTok shop now. Like, it's money to be made. So I think either they're going to get the U.S. interest in there, where somebody, American companies, going to buy, 49% or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or they just not going to ban it. Mm. I just don't see, it's too much money, man. Money run everything. I think that's just too much money to be made.
Follow the money then. And the same company owns CapCut, which is also another largely used app for photography and
videos. I ain't bad CapCut.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't care what they do. I kind of would be happy to see TikTok go. I ain't gonna lie to you. No, I would be happy.
Oh, you would?
I wouldn't care.
What, it takes too much of your time up being on TikTok?
Not even that. Just like, has a creator who is spread across platforms trying to see what works on what algorithm, and then just noticing how audiences move. TikTok audiences, unless you get into the millions of hundreds of millions, mm-hmm. they don't really translate well. Like, I know creators on TikTok that may have just 1 million, and they say, well, come follow me on my YouTube, and you hit that YouTube, where the YouTube only got 10K. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, I see.
So
what you're saying.
I don't like how the algorithm has changed. It's like, it's, for me, it's one less algorithm to figure out how to break through. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I'm trying to break us through here, break us through there, break us through here. But then I get on TikTok and I'm trying to break us through here. But then it's like, okay, we get the engagement. But then where's the follow through? So it's, for me, it's one less thing. In my mind, it's like one less thing to worry about. As far as like the entertainment factor, I would miss TikTok. I would definitely miss TikTok. But I do understand the U.S. trying to get control of something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you don't want another country having our data if that is the case. But, I mean, Russia didn't have a problem getting to our data either.
Right, right.
And like, there's no Russian-owned social media.
And
so
Zuckerberg, get damn selling data off of everybody.
Yeah, we really don't know what they do with our data. Like, we don't know what they do with our data, man. I was listening to a podcast, man. They was just talking about, like, they had a whole conversation about how they pretty much got your information. Like, they...
Yeah, I don't understand why the people be so, like, tinfoil hat. Like, bro, if you got a cell phone... They didn't watch everything you do all day. And at the end of the day, your phone tells you now, why don't you journal about that walk that you did this morning?
Yeah.
I didn't want your thoughts.
I deleted that app. Uh-huh. And every time I do an update, that app comes back on my phone. Like, I am not using my phone to journal.
Yeah, your thoughts.
I'm not doing that.
Like, we agree to so many agreements to even use the services of these phones. And so it's just like, are these apps?
Nobody read them agreements either. Some people do, but it's rare. I'll say 98% of people don't read it.
But, I mean, it don't matter whether you read it or not. If you don't agree to it, you can't use it. And that's anything. Right. So it's just like, even having the phone itself, when you get the phone, you got to agree to something to even use the phone. So it's like, I don't understand conspiracy theory people either. Like, you got the same internet I got. Right. So that means you made the same agreements I made.
You got apps running in the background, and you over here searching a whole bunch of stuff on all them other apps, taking that information too. It's just...
And spreading it. Like, I don't get it.
It's very strange. I'm not even surprised no more when I have a conversation, and then as soon as I get on the internet, I see an ad about it. I'm not shocked anymore. I know what's going on.
No, actually, it's convenient. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't have to look
Thanks
for
the reminder, because I did say I needed some new vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, I did say I want to cop some new shoes. Like,
yeah.
Like, thanks. Like, honestly, it's helpful. And honestly, man, like, I feel like we as the people, if we don't band together as people, we don't have any power to defeat the government who has all our information anyway. And which I think we're not that big of a piece on their puzzle. Like, I know, like, conspiracy theorists would be like, damn, yes, we are, but I don't think we, the people, are the big piece on their puzzle. There's bigger things at hand for the government than the people under the government. They just want us controlled.
I mean, they do a good job at it, too.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
They do a great job.
Even when you think you're not under the control of the government, you're under control of the government. Like, you're programmed. You're, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're wired a certain way. The only way you can unprogram yourself from this government or just life in general, you would have to exist with no connection to the outside
world.
You
gotta live off the grid.
You have
real,
to live off the grid.
And even people that do that, the government tries to make it illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because they know, like, oh, you disconnecting. Like, you're really disconnecting. Like, you're really not programmed. Like, your thoughts are really free. But none of us have freedom of thought. There's somebody right. on your phone giving you their opinion so you can make your opinion.
Right. And they can push what opinion you see the most.
Yeah.
So you can choose that opinion.
Yeah.
I say that shit all the time. He say people literally see something nowadays, then they wait to read all the comments so they could choose what side they're going to pick before they even have an original thought. So
that shit crazy, right?
Yeah.
That shit is wild. Crazy. That's why I don't like thinking about the shit, because once you start thinking about this and you start putting one and two together, I'm gonna have anxiety out the roof. So I was like, fuck it.
Fucking hard.
Like, man. I said, I remember one time my homeboy sent me a video late as hell, like 2 a.m. and I watched that shit. I couldn't even go to sleep, man.
What was it about?
It was about, like, people being in the Illuminati.
Oh, yeah. And you got that great background music.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, fucking embarrassment ritual or whatever they call humiliation ritual.
Yo, speaking of, they thought John Cena was on the Oscars.
Oh, yeah, they said that was a humiliation ritual.
Like, John Cena wrestles in tights, guys. What are we talking about here?
I mean, but tights is not naked.
Okay, y'all thought he was literally naked on stage?
Right. Now I started thinking really about everybody think else's humiliation ritual. Like, I remember when The Rock was the Tinker, was the Tooth Fairy. That was probably his humiliation.
Tyrese had to wear that dress.
Yep, Tyrese went through the humiliation ritual.
Ludacris sucked a mystery penis, according to Cat Williams.
Okay, all right.
Shout out to Cat Williams. My nigga ran a 4.9, bro.
Oh, yeah, that nigga ran a 4.9, yo. He went, not a 4.4 flat, but a 4.9. Right.
He's in his 50s.
And he's 52.
Shout out to my nigga Cat, bro. What you think you can run? You think you can go up 5?
I want to know now, but.
Yeah.
For a 40-yard?
Yeah,
she supposed to time me. She don't ever come time me. She's supposed to come time me. I practice.
Gonna put you on FaceTime. Just hold the phone up right here. Right. I time you.
when I cross past the phone, stop the watch.
That shit delayed. Yo, fuck both of y'all. Oh, speaking of entertainment, before we continue on politics, man, what's our Oscars recap?
Oh, the Oscars was actually pretty good. They started early, an hour earlier, because I think it's daylight savings time or something. But it started an hour early, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. The movie that I thought was going to sweep up stuff did not sweep up stuff, which was Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yep.
The two biggest movies were Oppenheimer.
Shit was good.
And Poor Things. And I ended up watching Poor Things after. Poor Things is kind of weird, but it's good. It's about like a girl that tried to kill herself, but then like this Dr. Frankenstein guy found her and like fixed her back up. She was pregnant. So he took the baby's brain that was in her stomach and put it in her head. So it's a woman with a kid's brain. But she ends up falling in love with, like, sex. And she becomes this whore.
Oh, this shit sounds
good.
What
is this on?
It's on Hulu. It's called Poor Things. She becomes, like, this whore. And she's working in this whorehouse. And sex would make her happy.
She still got a baby brain?
She develops over time.
Okay.
Because he tries to... Because she ends up leaving him. And he tries to recreate her with another woman, but that girl doesn't develop as fast as she did. But yeah, y'all watch it. I mean, it's kind of weird, but
it sounds like
it's a
good.
Lot of sex in it. But Emma Stone won Best Actress for that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Was that not her humiliation ritual she got?
She's a whore. She might have already done humiliation rituals. So her career, I don't know. I think she's one of them, what's it called, when your parents... kind of put you in situations because of the positions that they're in.
Nepotism?
Yeah, nepotism. Like, I think she because I think her mom or aunt or something is famous too. But she's a good actress.
Okay. She's good though.
I'm just talking shit.
She's a good actress. But best picture was Oppenheimer.
I agree. If y'all not gonna give it to Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer.
Right, right.
I mean, you know they won't. There's too much truth in that.
Yeah
that's what I started to think. So I was like, damn, my nigga De Niro didn't win nothing. Damn, I can't remember her name. I think I got it pulled up. But the girl from the black woman from Holdovers, she won Best Supporting Actress.
Okay, shout to the black woman from Holdovers.
Yeah, I'm gonna get her name because I don't want to disrespect her like that. Daveen Joy Randolph won Best Supporting Actress.
Okay, all right.
The Holdovers is actually pretty good.
Check that out.
Cillian Murphy won Best Actor for Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr., I think that's his first Oscar, won for Best Supporting Actor for Oppenheimer. Christopher Nolan won Best Director for Oppenheimer.
Damn, the movie was sweat. Good.
Man. Yeah, they sweat. I think they won 9 of the 12 nominations they were nominated for.
That movie's pretty good.
Barbie didn't win anything, and Killers of the Flower Moon didn't win anything.
That, now that's a crying shame to me. I think they got snubbed.
I think
they should
Killers
at least got something.
Yeah,
yeah. You had the highest grossing film last year. And
best
win
supporting
nothing.
Something.
Yeah, I thought they were going to at least win for "I'm Just Ken," but Billie Eilish ended up winning the best song Damn. For a movie.
Damn, man. Well, I mean, Oppenheimer was tough. You got indigenous people recognizing the wrong that's done to them, and then you got American history being told, but like, it's still dark on this side because what they did to Oppenheimer was fucked up.
But yeah. Killers of the Flower Moon was based on a real life person. That was based on a true story.
Oh yeah,
Oppenheimer was based on a true story.
Yeah.
So they both were historical movies. So I guess that's why I'm not understanding. Because at first I was like, okay, it's too much truth, but it's a lot of truth in Oppenheimer, right?
Yeah.
And I think Oppenheimer got put in theaters twice. That's how good it was.
Yeah, because it left and then they put it back.
Back in, yeah.
They said Christopher Nolan made $100 million off of that movie.
Oh, yeah, that movie was pretty good, man.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie. It's slow.
Yeah,
it's good.
Very slow, but then you get into it. He's like, oh, shit. But, I mean, everybody did a good job acting in that movie, so I can't even be mad at it.
Nah,
at it for winning.
And, honestly, they cheated, like, they had some names in Oppenheimer.
Right.
They did.
It wasn't just
Matt
Robert
Damon
Downey
popped up out of nowhere. Yeah, Matt Damon in this shit too.
It's like they called White Hollywood. It's like get all of the who's. We giving them small roles, big roles.
Yeah.
Two lines. Like they killed that shit.
It was Christopher Nolan time too, because he's dropped some good movies. Yeah, Interstellar, which was really good.
He did Batman, right?
He did the Batman trilogy with Christian Bale. He did
probably the best Batman ever.
What's the movie that I love with Leonardo DiCaprio? Inception.
Oh yeah.
So Inception, he's got some good movies. It was just time to win.
Yeah. So alright, I ain't mad at none of that. All right, guys, we'll circle back to politics real quick, man. What y'all think about Trump releasing his people from January 6th, man?
The hostages?
You got You got to do what you got to do. He did call them hostages.
Yeah. I feel like my mom said something this week on the phone. She said she thinks Trump is going to be the one that pushes us into the new world order, like the world ending.
Dang, she's it like, could be. I mean, they could do some devilish shit.
I mean, calling them hostages is like
calling them hostages after crazy. You said that you had nothing to do with them doing now whatever they did. But now you're acknowledging that's being held hostage.
He's just trying to win. He know what to say to win.
Like at this point, he's trying to get whoever to vote, because he done dropped sneakers. Now he's appeasing to the modern Klansmen.
Uh-huh.
Now he is trying to make sure it is known that, hey, the judges say I can still run. I'm still in this thing. I'm better than, you know, Biden, even though I got to put books and shit under the front of my feet. We still don't know why that is. I don't know. I'm not happy.
Redneck Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Straight up.
Because I work with a guy who loved Trump, and I remember when Trump started calling the coronavirus the China virus. And then the guy I work with, as soon as he heard that, he's like, I'm calling it a China virus too.
Oh my gosh.
And your celebrities followed suit with Trump on some of this crazy bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But interesting fact, 127 of those charges were people accused they had deadly weapons, and 500 of those defendants have received prison sentences so far. So he's going to be freeing about 500 motherfuckers.
But then the people that defend those rioters would say that all that stuff's a lie. It's just like, how can it be alive if it's been proven?
Yeah, but all the
people, the defenders of the January 6th people, are all saying they didn't really happen because they listened to their news outlet.
There's a word for that.
Hold on, that the event didn't happen?
No, they remember that the event happened, but they're saying the way that they put it out on the media, that's not what happened.
So what happened?
Even with people having weapons, their defenders are like, no, they didn't have weapons.
Right.
And
they
it's
said
like,
they just walking around nicely.
Yeah, like we can see they went in, they had weapons, they did attack the security guard.
Right.
So it's like, no, we're seeing this. People recorded themselves. That's how a lot of them got arrested and found, because there was so much footage within, you know, not even the building footage, but just themselves filming themselves and doing stupid shit. So I forget, there's a word for it though.
My only gripe with the whole January 6th thing, because that shit had nothing to do with us.
At all.
My only gripe with it is, like, I wish niggas would do it. Like, a true oppressed group of people go and get, like,
well, we tried in Selma, but we was too nice.
Yeah, like, I wish
we were walking.
I wish we had the same audacity that these fools have, but we are a little bit, I guess, smarter.
Right. And then when we did the, you know, and it wasn't even, I think that was Antifa. When the George Floyd riots was happening, because people was being nice and positive about it, but it was always in every city somebody gonna throw a brick through a window and then all hell break loose.
Hey man,
but it was never us.
It never was us.
I always wanted to loot some shit, but I'm gonna be honest. I've had my opportunities in life, and I'm kind of scared. It be going down out there. I don't know if y'all remember when they killed Keith here in Charlotte, and they looted the Walmart
at the Burger King.
No, they looted the Walmart off University. The new Walmart by the IKEA.
Oh, okay.
They looted that joint after they killed Keith out there in University. Matter of fact, Keith got killed in the University area. He was shot by the police.
You talk about the guy that got killed at Burger King, right?
No. He didn't. No, not the guy that got killed at Burger King. He got killed in his apartment over here in University.
Oh, yes.
That was the first time I ever seen people like loot some shit in Charlotte.
Yes, yeah. I remember that.
And so they looted the Walmart and they shut down Highway 85 and they took that shit downtown. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
That shit was crazy. But yeah, so I've had my opportunities, but I'm good.
We can't do January 6th. I know you said you wish we would, but we
talking about they would have had body bags ready.
Oh yeah,
like,
they
you know what?
Us.
Let's just go ahead and pull the coroner's van over here.
Let's just put them in the back of the activity bus.
They would have been loading bodies up, and all the black people at home would have been like, "Now they know damn well they wouldn't go inside that damn.
You are not them.
You are not them."
That's what your mom tell you every time you go hang out with your white friends. When I hung out, I don't know if y'all hung out with y'all white friends, but remember, you not them. So if they do something, don't do it.
She's so wise. I like that. I like that. I don't know what my mom would have said if I would have had an opportunity to hang out with some white kids. But the white kids I did hang out with, we all went to the same church.
Oh, okay.
And this was like in South Carolina.
Oh, okay. Different down there.
I guess she never felt the need to say that.
I'm gonna say my only white friend, her dad had remarried to a black woman, so that was the only reason my mom was comfortable.
Bro had diabetes. He was ready.
She was white, but he got full custody of her. So like when I went over there, we only knew the dad, and so my mom was kind of iffy. But then the wife walks out. She was like, "All right, we good."
I'm gonna be honest. I never went without my mom. I think that's probably why she. And I honestly, like, I think by that time in my life, I didn't need my mom to tell me. Like, I knew. Like, I literally got bussed out of my neighborhood to a white school. Like, so I knew I was different. Mm. Bernie Sanders is proposing a 32-hour work week without pay reduction.
Man, shout out to Bernie,
it's
bro.
It's a long shot.
It's definitely a long shot.
Very, very long shot. Him and LaVonza Butler is on this ticket. And Senator from California, Mark Takino, I think
LaVonza from Cali, too.
Yes, she is. She is. She is.
But yeah, I mean, at least it's being introduced. Sometimes it takes a lot. That's where the start is. It might take 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
But at least there's a start there, and the conversation is going to be had, at least.
I believe in the social media era, with us having social media, when they introduce certain bills, they get pushed faster because we got so much information. Like, I don't know how this used to work back in the day. Like, was this a news short in the Observer? And if you missed it, you missed it. But this shit is on all the platforms that I know we as black people will get. And then I'm pretty sure it's on all their platforms. So this will give the common person something to chat about in the chat room or talk about on Reddit, which I feel like can make things happen a little bit faster. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, even with the whole, like, I know they signed a bill. They haven't signed a bill in the law yet. But even with the whole daylight saving times thing, it went from an idea to actually being a law real fast because they put it out online. We talked about it. And, you know, after it gets talked about, Black Twitter grab it. Now you got jokes about it. It's trending. They pick it up on these talk shows. They might want to talk about it. So them introducing it now may happen faster. I was thinking the same thing when I read the article. Like, man, this probably ain't going to happen until I'm retired.
Yeah.
But it could happen faster.
And I'm going to complain. I'm going to be mad. I'm like, man, y'all working 4 days a week. I have to work 6-7 days a week.
I mean, I think it was just Britain. Britain just did.
Oh, they work 5 days?
They do 4, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm wrong, listeners, please correct me.
You're right. There's some countries in Europe that do the 4
days. Yeah, they only do 4-day work weeks. And so I think this 32 isn't a far-fetched because for the longest, everyone worked 40. You get overtime only after 40. But there are a lot of companies even if they don't advertise it, they actually pay you overtime after 36 hours. So 36 to 40 is the full-time threshold. So we're only asking for a few less. But, I mean, you're right. I think social media will help push this. But I could see a contingency of that being you have to work occasional Saturdays in order to
I was reading an article earlier. The overtime seems to be based off the day. Like, if you go over that day, because he's focusing on, you know, Americans getting back to their life. So not being over the 36 hours, which you essentially so would be. But he was saying not just time and a half, but like more than time and a half if you got to work over 8 hours. If your shift is 8 hours for that day and they need you for 10, then they need to pay you overtime for that day. So, I kind of like that idea if that's really in that bill. You know,
I mean, they got the money to pay people for sure. They just don't do it.
Of course.
Motherfuckers.
And they budget to pay what they're going to pay. Yeah. So you could up that.
I think if anything, they'll just try to convert people to salary if they do follow up with it. Because that's how you get over the hump of let's not put so much money into overtime. We want to still save on that budget line. So let's just start converting some of our best full-time people to salary. Give them a 1.5% increase. Make them feel like they're earning a little bit more. Mm-hmm. They'll still probably work the 40.
Nasty motherfucker.
But we'll say with this full-time position, you'll only have to work 32 to be considered full-time. You'll still get your full paycheck. Those same said people are going to work the 36 to 40.
Mm. All right, man.
Bullshit.
Johnny, man, take us into sports, man. All
right, man. NFL free agency started.
All
right. Shout out to my boy Kirk Cousins. Let's just get it out the way.
I knew you was gonna talk shit.
4 years. I think it was 4 years, $96 million. No, it might have been more than that. Let me look it up. But he signed with the Falcons.
Are you serious?
So we get to see Kirk Cousins 2 times a year as a Panthers fan. Russell Wilson got traded. I think we talked about this one last week. We might have caught that one. He got traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's gonna be their quarterback. Their current quarterback just got traded to
Trubisky?
Nah. Pickett. Kenny Pickett. They just traded Pickett. So I guess they're going to roll with Russell next year as the starting quarterback. Aaron Donald retired.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was a shocker.
Yeah. I mean, he's been in the league for a minute.
10 years. Yeah. That's a long time.
Especially because you see how big he is. He's not naturally supposed to be that big. I think that.
You don't think so?
Heck no. Nah. That nigga's like my size height.
No. He's 6 feet.
Okay, give him an extra 2-3 inches.
My bad, bro.
But he's not supposed to be that big at 6 foot, bro.
But tackle.
That nigga's all muscle, though. Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he's supposed to be that big, bro. He's not all muscle. Yeah, I mean, he is all muscle. He's not fat at all.
Six pack.
Yeah, but I think he's gonna slim down. Cause just imagine, he probably eat like 4,000 calories a day, probably more.
Shit.
I wonder, can you train your body to go down once you've like left the NFL? You don't eat that much.
A lot of the linemen get slim after they retire. Mm. So like, I wouldn't be surprised if Jason Kelce pop out looking skinnier than Travis next time we saw him.
Oh yeah,
because yeah, they do nothing but eat. Jordan Gross got super small when he retired from the Panthers. Jordan Gross skinny as shit now. Damn. He look like he sick. let me see. Anything else in football? I think those were the big signings. Everybody's still big on Caleb Williams getting drafted first by the Bears, but the Bears got Justin Fields. So, you know, they got to decide what they're going to do with Justin Fields, because you can get something for Justin Fields.
Might be a trade piece.
Because there's teams looking for quarterbacks.
Might be a trade piece. I ain't got nothing to say about Kirk Cousins, man.
Well, I mean, you get to see him 2 times a year, so I'm going to let the season
talk. I can't believe you ain't going to sign.
I really don't. I'm gonna let this play out.
Everybody
the
happy
one
in
time
Atlanta.
You don't have, or you have the opportunity to support your boy. You don't even support your boy.
No, I'm just gonna let this play out.
Who's his boy? Who your boy?
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton. I didn't hear what he said. I didn't get a chance to watch.
Cam said something about
4th and 1. Oh yeah, he has some thoughts on it. I don't know if it was a salacious title to make you click, but I was gonna watch the YouTube video.
I think it. I'll let you watch it. I'll let you watch it and come back.
What did he say? I want to know what he said.
He said for Kirk Cousins' stats, he got a good agent.
He got a good agent. Sound like a hater.
For as much money as he got.
He sound like a hater.
He had a good agent.
He was the best quarterback on the market. Sometimes it just depends on when you out there, when you in the store. If you're the best item in the store, they're going
to
pay for it.
Timing is everything. I will admit that. But my whole point to the whole Kirk Cousins argument is he shouldn't even be around for the timing to even be there. Like, how are you still here for the timing to be right? You know what I'm saying? And he not alone. You got cats like Jameis Wilson that's going to be a backup next year. Like, the timing could strike for this motherfucker,
this shit
too.
Is top news.
Oh, you forgot about
Jameis?
Baker Mayfield. Did you mention Baker Mayfield?
I'm sorry. Baker did resign with the Bucks 3 years for something, I think, $90
million. Yeah, man.
Okay. Kirk got 4 years, $180. That is a lot of money.
Yeah. That's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
God damn.
And he got a sign-on bonus.
That boy rich.
Yeah. I think he pretty much got all his money.
Hey, we'll see if it pay off, man. He got some good receivers down there. He got a good running back. He got an offense that's ready to go. They should win the division.
Nah, but I take the Bucks.
Baker
had a good time. Hey, Baker had a good season.
Baker had a great season.
When I thought Baker was going to go to Johnny Manziel, I really thought he was going to be the next Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, me too.
But that's another example of sticking around long enough for you to get good and them to pay you now what you're worth now. Not, you know, but
shout out to
I'm not hating
Kirk
Baker
Cousins. Kirk Cousins, bro. I might be a Falcons fan.
Man, you lying.
Now I'm going to wait till the Panthers lose 9 in a row. Then I'm
going
to.
Johnny going to have one of them jerseys with Falcons on one side, Panthers on the other.
He couldn't go to Christmas. He couldn't go to Thanksgiving. He couldn't even show it to his pop's house on Sunday. He'd do that bullshit.
Johnny ain't going on no more family trips.
Never.
Right, take that Kirk Cousins jersey.
This man,
y'all.
Father got Panthers give from 94.
He got the logo jerseys.
Damn,
with
Johnny
the logo.
He can't even wear red. That's crazy.
Yeah, he come in that house with a Falcons jersey on. It'd be the last time you see Johnny. Ever see that man again.
Secretly, I'll be a Falcons fan.
He gonna have a Falcons sock.
I'll be doing a dirty bird in the shower.
Now, everybody did dirty. I excuse the dirty bird. That's a hell of a... There is no touchdown dance better than that. It's probably top five touchdown dance.
Definitely.
If you was going to do a routine touchdown dance, the Superman.
That Superman.
The dirty bird.
Ocho didn't have, like, a specific one. He would do something new every time.
Yeah. But you knew he was
going to... Victor Cruz, the salsa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Victor Cruz the kill that joint.
I think it's about it.
Yeah, the dab, Superman, the salsa, and the dirty bird.
Yeah, the dirty bird was classic.
Oh, and Dion. When Dion used to do the shuffle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I want to shout out the ladies of the University of South Carolina. They won the SEC championship.
Them thugs.
Real niggas. And shout out women's basketball. They sold out 101,000 tickets for the Final Four or something like that. They sold out this year, man.
Yeah.
So shout out
compared to what, 2019?
Yeah.
They trending this year. I'm proud of them.
Something I want to see. I want to see if that transfers to professional women's sports.
Like when they get signed or when they disperse or go.
Well,
out.
I think their fan. I think the fan base of the certain girls will transfer, but will the interest stay? Because the luxury of college basketball is like 100 plus teams. Mm-hmm. So it's so much talent that you get to fall in love with. They all got built-in fan bases, and you can create so many different storylines. With the WNBA, you got 8 basketball teams. So you got to get real creative on those storylines. And then they play 30-something games. So you're seeing a lot of repetitions of the same games. You don't get a lot of variety.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm eager to see. Like, will this help boost it? Because I find the women's college basketball to be very, very good. I can find college men's basketball to be good. But just I find the women's game to be way more exciting than the professional women's game. And the professional NBA game. I just find the amateur game to just be exciting. But in the game, the big talk was the fight that broke out between Camila Cardoza and not Angel Reese. Fly J Johnson.
Fly J, yeah.
And during that melee, which Fly J started because she was frustrated because she was getting her ass D'd up. Her brother came from out of the audience. Now,
quick as hell too.
I want y'all to understand, normally at a basketball game you can sit on the floor, but at the tournament you can only sit where the bleachers were. So there was like a circle around all of the players, and there was a space in between that. So he came from over that, over the scorer's table, into the melee. And I honestly, the look on his face when he got on the floor was like,
big as hell.
Not only that, I think he realized he fucked up.
No. No.
He didn't try to make a move.
No, because
the police was on his ass.
No, the other angle that they did not show, which I saw on social media, but ESPN did not show it. The security that's on the floor was supposed to jump in and help separate that. They had their backs turned. He saw that it was too many people around his sister who was still down. He hopped over and started separating the girls. So he was actually separating them. So
I didn't even see him touch anybody. I seen him jump over the scorer's table and I seen
to separate. Like that's what he was going.
I seen the security guard get to him promptly.
The security guard didn't realize what was going on until he hopped over the table.
Him and his friends who got stopped as soon as they hopped over, they got stopped. Like, hey, y'all.
His friends got stopped.
They were trying to stop him.
They were trying. He was trying to stop anything from happening. Period. Like he was trying to help the ref. Stop anything from happening. The security guard had his back to the whole floor.
What's his name?
Trey Non or
I don't know his name. But
I think he realized
from the other angle
that he just jumped into women's business and he has all male parts and he has no business.
So it's not much he could do.
And
but
he's not
I
a security guard.
He's not. But I saw this is a brother. Mm-hmm. This is a brother who has a bond with his sister. And I know coming from a sister that has a close bond with my brother, that nigga tall. But if something's happening to me, it's gonna second thought of who's involved. His first thought is, let me protect my sister. So he jumped down there to try to help separate the girls from the other angle.
Other women.
He wasn't gonna swing. That's what I'm saying. The other angle doesn't show him even being aggressive. It shows him
doing the job
of the security guard who wasn't even paying attention.
I get all of that. You got security. You got 11 teammates, all women. You got women coaches. You got women staff. You got women there.
You got one male referee.
And I encourage you to watch that again. She was not on the floor. She was not on the floor
No,
anymore.
By the time he got down there, she was up.
Of course. And surrounded by love and care of other women who can fight women, who can separate women, who can touch women. Like, you're in a space with a lot of women. We're not outside. We're not at the club. We are in a controlled environment here. And there's other women around. There's no need.
I get that. But if you watch it again, that one person, the one referee, the female referee that was in the middle, she backed out.
It's
she,
fine.
She bends out. She bends her head and she walked away.
It's fine. So it's women here.
It's left. The only referee that was over there was the male referee.
But it's women here.
And he's trying to separate everybody along with the sportsmen's people, I guess, that came off the bench to try to help.
But you got to remember, and Camila Cardoza is no longer in the scene anymore.
No, they got her out the way.
Nobody is fighting in that scene. Anyway, and nobody was even fighting anymore.
No, and that's what I'm saying. By the time he got down there, everything was clearing up. But it's the fact that he trajected himself from his seat
to get on that
floor, because in that moment, all he thought was, oh shit, my sister. I don't think he went down there to hurt any of those girls. So him being arrested, I get it, because it's the middle of a tournament.
You are trespassing.
Right, because they charged him with trespassing.
Sit your ass down, boy.
Run on the floor at all.
You can't run on the floor, that's why they had it set up the way they did. But I understand. It's a lot of emotions going on at that time. It's a game, especially when you got a family member on the floor. I get it.
Oh yeah,
I'm not faulting. Stupid.
But my family member is a woman.
It's stupid.
Who is on a basketball team with other women, surrounded by women who can handle women business. I ain't got nothing to do with
it.
We not at the club where she about to get jumped by some girls.
You're looking at that from a level head person who can take a step back and say,
this nigga named Trey Don, bro. Right. Trey Don ain't level headed.
Trey Don went to jail to finish the game, so I ain't mad at him. I'm not I personally, if we're at an event like that specific event, and my daughter is playing basketball, like, I'm still yelling from the stands, like, you good, baby girl? Like, you got other women. I can't do nothing for you.
Louisiana. Because that's even true. The coach said, I wish she would have did that to Angel Reese.
Now, I wish she would have did to Angel Reese. But
Angel Reese said, my damn ankle got rolled again. I'm going to sit the fuck down.
But yeah. I wish she would have did it to Angel Reese, because it's still a mismatch.
Like, I wish she would have done it at all.
6'7". Yeah. It was unnecessary.
I ain't mad at it. I mean, we watch guys fight all the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
I liked it. But the only thing I would say is, I'm sure he's watched his sister play ball before, competitive, like super competitive basketball. It get intense.
No,
so it can't be the first time he's seen her get into it with somebody.
I'm sure he's seen her play street ball too. And I'm sure he's had to jump into a few of those situations. in school or outside. Like, we don't all know. We just know this girl is she a rapper? This is the one that's a rapper,
right?
Yeah,
she's got a
song
with Wayne.
So she come from a different lifestyle. So yeah, it's her and her brother. So I mean, but kudos, shout out to both teams. They play hard.
Yeah, they got the
hopefully he learned his lesson. He don't
got making the unserious topic serious.
If they if they can somehow set it up for a rematch in the Final Four, it'd be lovely.
Man, that's gonna be a tough one. They only everybody got ejected. They only got
they kept the star players, right?
I think LSU got no South Carolina got 6 players going into the final game. They don't have their starters. LSU got they got some of their starters. LSU got all of their starters.
The girls that finish the game can play. That's at the next game. But at least they playing. I mean, they should both be 1 and 2 seeds, so they should be playing. So.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't fully agree that she didn't get ejected as well.
Flo J?
Yeah, and I don't want to fuck up her name. I don't know how to say it properly.
Well, the ejection was for leaving the bench. So since she was already in the game, there was no bench for her to leave. Mm. So all of the girls who left the bench and just so fortunate.
And Cordoza for the push.
Yeah. Okay. It's just fortunate that, you know, LSU only plays the starting five, mostly. So
they got lucky.
Yeah, they would never be on that bench.
South Carolina's bench is better than probably a 16 seed they about to play from Wichita State.
Yeah, they tend to.
Or whoever they end up having to play.
Gotcha.
They tend to. They're just going to have to go the distance. Now, I will say that. If you used to getting 5 minutes in a break, yeah. Now you got to go 40.
Just come out there, but put 30 on them in the first and then go just sit on the bench. Well, I guess they can't. They just ride it out.
All right, where y'all videos at?
I sent the white dude. I'm going to let that be my video.
Oh, shit. That's the wrong one. Oh, yeah. All right. This is more so for people on YouTube. You might get a kick out of this one, man. What's going on in this picture?
Looks like Buddy is visiting his friend at her goat farm or around her goats, and he got some milk. And one of the goats is like, nah, bro, that shit ain't making it to where you trying to get it. I need that milk.
Let's watch.
Don't mess with him.
Oh!
Yo, what's up
hold
with that
on.
Music?
Hold on, wait, hold on. Calm down, this ain't even no food. This is not even no food.
Cut it out.
This ain't even no food. This ain't even no food. This ain't even no food.
Leave that boy.
This ain't no food.
Turn
the blue. Go on now, for real. This ain't even no food.
Turn
the blue. This not even no food. This not even no food.
Turn
this not even no food. This not no food. This not no motherfucking food. This ain't no food. Get off of me. This ain't no food, ho. This ain't no food.
Now you turn that man loose.
That bitch hit me in my face. I can't.
Turn him loose.
I can't. That bitch done hit me in my face.
I done told you to turn him loose. Now.
You need to go
what
on for real.
What is up with the song?
Let him be.
That's what I'm saying.
Let
what's
him
up
be.
With this song, yo?
Don't you hit
this
that
no motherfucking food.
Don't you hit him.
The fact these ghosts come listen to this black lady.
Right, and she's just sitting there smoking a cigarette.
Quit.
She's stressed out.
Lee, I'm going to...
You know what?
Okay, it's more of a video, but still, that shit funny.
Listen, man, if y'all could guess the race of the man speaking in this video, podcast listeners only, we'll give you a $25 gift card to Johnny's favorite place, Chili's.
Shut up, I'm about to submit.
You stupid, man. All right, Clay's dad is giving advice to him. This is a reenactment from D. Let's see this joint.
I don't know, Dad. I'm just kind of feeling overwhelmed right now. I don't know if I can be as good a cheater as you, Dad.
Let me tell you something, son. Let me tell you something. If you think you're beaten, you are.
Wow, Dad, that's real.
You
that's
think you dare not, you don't.
That's deep. That's deep.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Yeah, he did, though. He did,
cause
though.
Cause this ain't Texas, and ain't no home.
I like that, Pops. I like that.
Yeah, Glow. Curbing on curbing my shit in layers, ho.
I'ma keep that. I'ma keep that.
I just wanna bang.
Hey.
I just wanna hickory dickory dock. The mouse went up the clock.
100, Dad. 100 for sure.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickle peppers.
True, true, true.
You see what I'm saying, son? You got the fly.
For sure, for real, no doubt.
Everything will be all right.
He sounds just like Clay. That's how Clay was.
Yeah, that's how Clay was.
That's
yep.
deep. That's deep.
Yeah, for real. I'm gonna keep that. All right, man. That was it. I don't think I had anything else to get to.
AD all day.
That I could get to next
week. Shout out to my nigga. That nigga Clay Will Smith, dark skinned Will Smith.
I mean, that's his role model, man.
Okay.
I forgot that was his role model.
Yeah, it's his role model.
All right, boy, man. That nigga's a character. He need a spinoff.
You're right. This has been episode
him and his whole family.
295. Thank you for joining us today, man. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us on all platforms: Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, YouTube, SoundCloud. Got them all. Final thoughts.
You know, Kirk Cousins. You got a supporter here in the Carolinas. That's all I'm saying.
Fuck, okay. Man.
Shout out to my nigga Kirk.
Stop sending mixed signals.
Oh, yeah. That was the deepest conversation we ever had for the show.
What, about the mixed signals?
Yeah, I was like, oh, you started preaching to us. And I was like, well, let me get back to the TV show. I mean, let me get back to the podcast because I'm over here trying to learn something.
What you talking about, D?
Yeah, I'm over here trying to learn something. Learn from my mistakes.
Men, stay out of women's business.
Oh, yeah. Facts.
Please.
Straight up. I still think the girl was so big when he ran up on it. He was like, damn,
he got scared.
Yeah, he's like, I'm good.
Yeah, 6'7" is a lot.
Good.
Man, just think about it. I seen a post said woman's 5'9", man's 5'9". So just think about woman 6'7".
Yeah, completely different.
She gonna look 7 feet to us.
Heck yeah.
Like, all right, man, you got
and
it.
And she sweating.
Right.
Is she sweating though?
And she heated. Hopefully she's sweating.
Is she sweating?
They were playing.
I will say, man, them girls can play. They can really, really play. I give it to them, man. Especially Fly J jumper.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Couple of the putbacks. I don't like the putbacks, but they
can't get off the ground.
Yeah.
Like it's just genetics.
It's killing me.
Now for the ones you'll see every now and then, there's some that can fly through the air like a man.
Yeah.
But that's few far in between. You know what I'm saying? But when you see it, you're like, oh shit. But yeah. Other than that, man, I'm signing off for D, I'm signing off for James, I'm signing off for Jukebox Johnny, man. We want you guys out there to love the life you live and the people in it. Find the positive in every situation and live in the moment, because this life is not forever. I'm your boy Jumpman Jones, and we're going to talk to y'all on the next ride.
Free my nigga Beak Meech.
Oh, yeah, he is in jail. I'm about to say he's in jail. Here is the situation. I like what we've got happening, and I don't want nothing coming in between both me and